I'm Mark McKenzie, and joining me now is Rosie McGeary. Rosie truly is part of an amazing family. Rosie, we've spoken to your husband, Mac, on a number of occasions through his role in the Army, but we also followed him on his 500-mile walk challenge a couple of years ago. That seems brave. I know you were even braver because you looked after his feet after that, I believe.
And during it, especially the bits where there was no skin left.
But the reason Mac was doing that walk was because of your daughter. Now, for anyone that doesn't know your daughter's story, bring us up to date with it.
Well, we moved here a couple of years ago, and Mac undertook the 500-mile challenge to raise some money to get Kira into the Royal Blind School in Edinburgh. And that was successful, and Kira's now been at school for over 2 years.
Your daughter had meningitis just after she was born, is that right?
Yes, she had meningitis and hydrocephalus, which was almost immediately after the meningitis, but she's had other challenges, tumours, and she's had a left hip reconstruction. So the meningitis did quite a lot of damage, and probably the main outcome from that was that she is severely visually impaired. In fact, she has no useful vision at all, and she's never really been able to walk or talk, although she communicates with sign language.
I always think there's two ways to deal with a situation like this. One is you just lock yourself away and feel really sorry for yourself. The other is that you fight like hell. And I think your family is full of fighters, your daughter included, because she's undergoing an incredible challenge this weekend.
Absolutely. We have had periods where we've hidden in the cupboard, absolutely, or under the duvet in my case. But no, you're right, you've got to get up and face life and just make the best of it. And Kira this weekend is walking a mile for Daddy.
So this is payback, really, isn't it? He walked 500 miles for her and she's walking a mile. But, you know, this a mile might not sound a lot to a lot of people, but given her condition and how relatively new this walking thing is for her, that's a phenomenal feat.
Absolutely. I mean, Kira really has only began to walk or got onto her feet in the last couple of years. And although, yeah, as you say, this is a mile, but this mile to Kira is like climbing Mount Everest. It's an absolutely unbelievable challenge for her.
And the other great thing about this, not only is it a personal challenge, but she's also raising money as well.
Yeah, she. We decided that when she was undertaking the challenge, also an opportunity for her to give a little back to our community, which is the military community, and raise some money for our friends at Poppy Scotland.
Okay. Now, anyone that's looking to sponsor her, and hopefully there's a lot of people looking to sponsor her, how do they go about doing that?
Well, Kira's got a Just Giving page, and if all you do is just put in Kira, C-I-A-R-A, and McGeary, then that will pop up, and you can donate that way.
Okay, now it's taking place on Sunday. How much training has gone into this?
Actually, we have trained almost every day, and Kira's been walking, gone from just maybe 20 metres or so, and just incrementally increased her distance over the last 6 weeks, so really 6 weeks.
As a parent, you must be absolutely overjoyed with the progress that she's made in that stakes.
We just can't believe it, to be honest. I mean, I've just been so humbled by her because really, you know, in the rain, wind and snow, she has been determined to get up and go and do her training, as we call it. Whether that be swimming or walking or whatever else we've added in there. So just been amazed by her.
And as you say, Poppy Scotland's a charity that's close, not just to your hearts, but to the military's as well.
Absolutely. I mean, close to our family's heart because they supported us through 500 miles. But we've seen from that what support they give the military, the ex-service men and women. And they just do a fantastic job, and I think any help that we can give them is just payback for us as well. So.
Okay, so once again, to sponsor Kira, how do we go about it?
You can sponsor Kira by going on to Just Giving and entering Kira's name, C-I-A-R-A.
Fingers crossed. Let us know how much she raises, because it is a fantastic achievement. Well done once again, and please pass on our best to Kira. Rosie, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much.